We just love to love you, Lord. Every time, we love you, we love you. We love you, we love you. Because you first loved us with an everlasting love. Come on, just love Jesus tonight. It's beyond the song. It's beyond the music. Thank God for the music. Thank God. Thank God for the instruments. But your heart of worship is what is most important. Lifted hands to Jesus is what is most important. A surrendered life to Jesus is what is most important in worship. And we love to lift our hands. Hey, yeah, yeah. You know the song. For all the things he's done, for all the things you've done for me. And no one can worship you for me. Come on, wherever you are, lift your voice and declare it. Declare it. Come on. See you, Lord. You are worthy, and no one can worship you for me. For all the things you've done for me. No one can worship you for me. Somebody just love Jesus tonight. This is my worship.
Good evening, everyone. You're welcome tonight. All right, tonight we end the authority of a believer. What I mean by that is simply we're going to stop the series for now. We will pick it up, obviously, before the end of the year.
What?
Right now, there are other things we're going to be looking at, but tonight I want us to just talk a bit about it, and then we're now going to more of prayer tonight. I really would like you to pray. I'd like you to take authority tonight. I'd like you to energize your faith. I'd like you to believe that the things that we have said about the believer, all right, that is you. You represent God. You are God's ambassador. And you were created in God's own image, meaning that because you were created in His image, then, all right, you can do what your Father can do. Yeah, all right. One of the things you and I must understand is that for us to be the new creation, all right, and Bible says all things are passed away, meaning that we already have the nature of Christ Jesus. The faith we have now is the faith of Jesus Christ. All right, you understand that? So if Jesus has the same faith that we're talking about, Jesus' faith would not fail. So that means your faith should not fail. Hallelujah. All right? So that means that you and I are on that in that class of Christ. That's where we are. Bible says we're here to reign. So we reign like our Father. All right, we multiply. Bible says in Genesis, it says that He blesses us so that we can multiply. We can have dominion over the sea. I told you about that already. That what God did for every believer is that He gave us power over things. All right, not over people. Don't forget. He gave us power over things, all over things. That's what He did. He gave us the power to rule, the power to reign, the power to take authority over things. So you and I are in the class of Christ Jesus, all right? When Jesus was on earth, all right, Bible makes us understand that when He needed anything that required money, He didn't have to look for the money. Amen. Yeah, you didn't have to look for money to get it. What he wanted was what He got. All right, when they needed to pay tax, He only just told His disciples to go to the mouth of the fish. Can you remember? And then that one got money from the mouth of the fish. When it was the 5 loaves and 2 fishes, Bible says that He gave thanks, all right, and gave it to the disciples, and then He multiplied. All right, that's Jesus exercising dominion over money. Yeah. A lot of us, when we need things, we think about the money first. No, that's not what to do. You don't think about the money first. Think about what you need. It's not the money you need. It is the thing. So what is that thing that you need? Call those things that be not. Amen. Romans chapter 4. You call those things that be not as they were. You call it into life. You call it into existence. Why? Because that's what you need. Amen. That's what you need. You don't need every other thing around. No, it's not every other thing you need. You need the particular thing, all right, in your life. That's what you need. Go for what you need. Don't look for the money. All right, when you have a budget, you don't think about the money. Think about what you want to achieve. All right, you need a pair of shoes. Don't think about how much. Think about the pair of shoes. Amen. All right, so you are exercising yourself to reign over money. Money or no money, what you need will come to you. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So this is how we reign. This is how you reign. Favor brings things to you and I. And Bible says that he has surrounded us with favor. Alright? So because he surrounded us with favor, we are sure of enjoying favor here on earth. We are sure. Hallelujah. We are sure. We're sure of the battles that we have won already. We're sure of what Jesus has done for us. We are sure. Glory to God. We're sure. And part of the ways to be sure is giving ourselves that, putting yourself in the class of Christ. That's what you and I must do. You put yourself in that class, because that's where you reign from. That's where you hail from. That's where you take dominion from. So remind yourself of who you are. Remind yourself that you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Remind yourself that you are a child of God, the child of the creator of the heavens and the earth, thereby making you also the creator. Amen. Making you also create. So you create things. What do you create? You create your environment. You create your life. You create what you want. You create the future. And I told you one of the things we learned also is that when we talk about the new creation, one of the things the new creation is to do is to create with words. Amen. Why? Because Genesis gave us a classic example of how God created the heavens and the earth. Words. Words. So the same way our Father reigns, that's how we also must begin to reign. How? We reign with our words. We reign. We reign. We reign with our words. Hallelujah. So the power of God in you and your life and in my life is so that our life can be better. Remember what I said? Bible says in John 10:10 that he has come that we may have life. Bible, in Amplified, it says that we may have it in abundance. We have it to an overflow. Amen. So that means that God is with you. God is behind you. God is in you. God wants you to reign, and God wants you to have the best of life. All right. One of the things I have found out is that believers worry more than they pray. So let's say it this way: believers spend time worrying than even spend time knowing what God will have them do. And this is wrong. You can't worry over things that you don't even know where you're going, where you're coming from. About no, you don't do that. You don't worry over things. You don't worry. What you do is that you speak over things. You speak over the things that are troubling you. You speak over things that are not working around you. You speak over things that seem like they want to challenge your faith. You speak. All right. One of the things I think I must have told you, but maybe I should say it again, is the fact that every believer that shuts his mouth is of a disadvantage. You will live a disadvantageous life. The moment you keep shutting your mouth, the enemy will keep taking advantage over you. So what do? A believer must learn to open his mouth, thereby creating a destiny for himself, allowing what God has said about himself, all right, to come into proper manifestation. Why? Your mouth is open. Open to do what? Open to decree. Why? You are a king. So in your domain, what do? You decree a thing. So because Bible has called your heads kings, all right? So it means that we are the prophet of our lives. All right? Anybody can pray for you. I can pray for you. Your pastor can pray for you. Your parents can pray for you. But the most important person that needs to pray is you. You need to learn to tell yourself that. Take your life into your hands and make a good yield of what the Holy Ghost is saying. Take your life seriously. Take your life seriously. It's important. It's important that you and I must do this. There's no better way. There's no better life. This is the life. Hallelujah. This is the life. This, you only have one life to live, and this is the life. You're already living it. So rather than go through unnecessary disadvantage, go through worries, go through the strategies of the enemy the enemy is after you. I've told you that before. Every believer is a target in the kingdom of darkness. You are a target. So you need to tell yourself that some things are happening to you so that it can challenge your faith. All right? Some things happen to us to challenge our faith. Bible says that the enemy moves around like a roaring lion looking for whom to devour. So that means he can't devour everybody. He's looking. So don't put yourself in the hands of the enemy in such a way that you begin to find yourself as a prey. Why? Because you are now worried, things are not working, you are giving up. All of those, your responses to life must never be what life is doing. No. Don't let your response be determined by what life is doing. Let your responses be determined by who rules and who reigns in you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So tonight, like I said, I want us to pray. I want us to pray. You know yourself more than I do. You know what's going on around you more than I do. All right? So tonight, I just want us to just spend time just praying. I'm going to call it short tonight, but I want your hearts to be opened enough to receive tonight. All right? I want you to be ready with me to tell yourself, Lord, my heart is open, my mind is open. Whatever you would want me to do, I'm ready. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because one of the things that you must understand is every time you pray, there's an instruction. Every time you pray, there's a what, there's a when, there's a how. And it comes as answers to you too. So you can't just pray and pray and not listen. Your ears must be opened. You must hear what God is saying. You can pray and not hear anything. No problem. Keep praying. If you don't hear anything, you could read something that just points to the answer. If you're not reading anything that points to the answer, something, you know, God has a way of ordering the steps of the righteous. Hallelujah. He just orders our steps into the answers. You don't just find yourself in a meeting and the Holy Ghost begins to speak to you in that meeting. It's not what is being preached that you are hearing. You are hearing something greater. Hallelujah. Are you getting what I'm saying tonight? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. See, life is spiritual. You cannot attack it naturally. Yes. I said life is spiritual. You cannot attack it naturally. Meaning, you have got to give it the adequate time that it needs to quench any fiery dart that the enemy brings against you. Whatever he's bringing against you, you have power over it. Hallelujah. You have power over it, but you need to wake up. It's when you wake up that you know that, you know, you are doing yourself good. But when you don't wake up, you don't know what you are missing. Are you getting what I'm saying tonight? You don't know what you are missing. And I don't want you to be missing things. I don't want you to miss things. And that's the reason why we had this meeting this month. Next month, we're going to be looking at another series. I need your heart opened. You know, because some of the things I'm saying to you, you might have even heard it from somewhere else. But you didn't give attention to it. Give attention to this word. Go back to the messages. Listen to the things that have been said. Apply it in your life. And wait for your manifestation. Wait for results. Don't be in a haste. There's a place of patience. Believers must learn to be patient, because there are times where you speak and it happens, you know, immediately. There are other times you speak and it takes a while. And there are times where you speak, it's taking a while, while. Keep waiting. While you are waiting, keep developing yourself. All right? While you are waiting, keep an open heart. While you are waiting, be positive. Patience is key when you pray. You must learn all of these things, because these things I'm talking about tonight are some of those things that when you know them, you'll be able to tell yourself it's a matter of time. And you're not saying it because time just flies, like people say. No. You are saying it because you have faith. All right? That's why you're saying what you're saying. You must say it because of faith, not because of what people say. Fables and all that. No. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Can you go ahead and talk in other tongues tonight? Talk in other tongues tonight. Hallelujah. Woo! Bible says that he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not to man but to God. However, In the spirit, he maketh mysteries, all right? He speaks 2 years. He speaks 3 years. He speaks 4 years. He speaks one year. He speaks 6 months. He speaks three months. You are speaking things into place every time you talk in other tongues because you are praying out God's plans for your life. You are praying out God's plan for whatever it is you are standing in agreement for. You are praying it out, all right? Because these things that we are praying about have been settled. Amen. Yeah, it is settled. Bible says it's given to us all things that pertains to life and godliness. It is settled. It is a settled matter. All things have been given. Amen. All things have been given. Whether it is you are looking for a child, it has been given. Whether it's that you want a family, it has been given. Whether you want to get married, it has been given. Do you understand? So what do? We now pray them out because these things have been given already. All right? Spend more time praying out what you really want. Don't spend more time complaining about the things that you want in your life. Listen, you can pray for as long as you know to pray. Tell yourself that it is a matter of time and do it joyfully. I said do it joyfully. Bible says count it all joy. Learn to count things all joy. Don't count it. See, anytime you are crying over what the enemy is doing, you just tell yourself, Satan, you have defeated me. Oh, I'm being defeated right now. That's what you are doing. I didn't say that you will not cry. There are times where some things really hurt you, and then the next response is to cry. I know. But listen to me. Listen to me. Listen to me. Listen to me. When things like that happen to you, the next action should not now be sorrow. No, 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 no. Bible says with joy we draw out. Hallelujah. You have to draw out. You are going to draw out with joy. All right? You are going to draw out. You draw out. You draw out with joy. With joy. With joy. With joy. For letting yourself not focus on what the enemy is doing, but letting yourself focus on what Jesus is doing. Hallelujah. You need to learn these things. It will be easy. Don't say it won't be easy. It will be easy. Amen. Amen. All right, so talk in other tongues right now. Hallelujah. Mandele bo sharagadosa embro no sovrande libranea makataya labaso prenonosha. Echo Sokatoya Labrando. Go ahead and declare tonight that my life is easy. Hallelujah. Maroso meneneshe. Rade de 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 de. Aleku Sokoto Yigaranda. Lembre no somando lobrondo. Makaraba somprenosa. Say my life is easy. My life is easy. Say things are happening for my good. E no no shimara katoye legedosa. Aluku tulu bronondo. Embrene se vrado doso faraka taya labanche. Mara baba 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 baba. E nene kia la kasokoto ya rabantoya. Endoro shimananasa. E kutoya lagadosa. Lende le brosso branda legedusha. Manda libara kataya labaso prenene. Shebere kete le brokoto. Aluko sofrando lebranene. Endorosh. Endorosh. Ekiyarabakata yalabaso prenosa. In the name of Jesus. O barukoto labraneneya. Marabaso prenese kia lagadosha. Rakibara. Manda labaso prenos. In the name of Jesus. O marabarabakuto yolobonto. Maraba sempre neshi bregedeke yara gadosa. In the name of Jesus. Oh barukoto ende ligara ekusokoto ya lamando. Maraba sempre nesumbranosu. Leki yara baso kradosha. Go ahead, declare tonight that all things are working together for my good. It doesn't matter how long. Ah, maneno nosa. I've got faith. I've got my faith and I'm not going to lose it. I've got my faith and I'm not going to faint. I've got faith. I've got faith. I've got faith in the name of Jesus. Go ahead and declare tonight Emanda la basso predosa. Akuto lombrodosa. Mara mana mana. Mandele boshiara kadeya. O merimana masa taya labante, e furu kuto lobrokoto, endaraba shibra kataya labasempre noso, in the name of Jesus. O barukoto labakataya labane, emboronda labasipre noso kataya labante, e furu koshambara katia labadele, e kulo bonto. Tell yourself it's a matter of time, and I'm winning through this process. I'm winning through this process. In the name of Jesus, O Baruna Nakia Labosa, what is not clear becomes clear. Hallelujah. I said what is not clear becomes clear. In the name of Jesus, what you don't know, you begin to know. Anda laba kataya labasa. Eki eleke rokoto labara kataya. Mendo robo shiada. Eku sofro do rokoto labra neneya. Endereke yeke yeke yaba. Abu rokoto labra nene. Endorosha. O brukutu brukutu yabamba. Enono subrando lebraneya. Mandele boshi. Mandele boksha. Ayeke yere gere gere oso. O barana nasi brendele brundo. Makata yala baso predosa. Go ahead, declare tonight. Ene yene neneshia. Landolo kuto yaraga dosa. Emorosa. Enanasha. Akuto yege dosa. Declare tonight that things are easier. Easier than they used to be. I take authority over things that are not working tonight. I take authority over things that are not working tonight. In the name of Jesus. Say, my life is a fruitful one. Say, my life is fruitful. Say, things are happening for me. In the name of Jesus. Say, kayando lokoto yaragadosa. Enanosa. Say, my eyes are seeing. Say, my ears hear. Say, I'm in the right place at the right time, doing what God expects me to do at the right time, at the right time. In the name of Jesus, declare tonight that you advance. Declare tonight that you move forward. Declare tonight that things are clearer for you. Declare tonight. Emorosu kotoya labashintaya labasa. Manda labro no sobranda lebrania. Come on, declare tonight that your eyes are seen in the name of Jesus. Declare tonight, moso vara katoye regedosha. Manda liba ruso valoso valanda. E kaya la kataya la banku. Embro no sobrande lebrandina dosa. Declare tonight. Eya baba 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 baba. Shandaya laba sherege dosa. Akuto ye garakataya la brende. Ebro no sumana nasia. Ekia la katia rabatuya rabasombre dosa. Manda manda bira dosa. Eke yelekete yelekete. Andorokoto yelebrokoto. Manson preno nosa. Declare tonight, eyige ya rakataya lagduso, mandariba rakataya rekete yeregedese, lakusokoto, lakusokoto, marabishe berekete lebrunono, mando lebrukoto rabasi predesa, in the name of Jesus. O burukutu brukutu lembranene, ambrono subrada de gadisa. Makataya lakata, maya kataya lakata, endolokoto yoroboso, selakia noso, emborokoto ya rakataya regedoso, endaraba suprando le brudono, enoromo sumrano, ekia laboso. Come on, go ahead and say, I'm helped in the name of Jesus. O barosu makatoya, I'm helped, I'm a helped child. Oh, Barona Nasa of the Almighty God. Kayale Gedosa. Come on, declare tonight. Say, I'm a help child of the Almighty God. Hey, I'm a help child. Ekiele Keya Rakata. Lokoto Lokoto Yigaranana. Embrono Sumanda Libra Bekeya. I'm a help child. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, I'm a help child. Oh, Barroso, Mount Olega, Dosa.
of the Almighty God. I'm a help child. Eya barakata ya rabasata. Ekiende leko rokoto lokoto rokoto. Ibrono somanda labrosokoto. Declare tonight I'm a help child. Ena noshia. I'm a helped child. I'm helped every day of my life. I am helped. I'm helped going out. Hallelujah. I'm helped coming in. I'm helped. Oh, Maruso Manana Kianda Lacaso. Ela Brudoshi Bregedosa. I'm helped tonight. I'm helped tonight. The plans and purpose of God for my life, they come into total manifestation in the name of Jesus. Oh, this year marks a different year for me. In the name of Jesus, this year, oh, poroko toye lengerosa, things that have not happened in a while that I'm expectant for, I receive them. Hallelujah. I receive them. Hallelujah. I receive them. Hallelujah. Eh ya ba 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 ba. Eh no no ku yu no 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 no. Enderige doso koto ya la basha. Eh kiraba kata ya la bosa. Mandele bosa karabato ya la gadosa. Oh barusa. Come on, go ahead, declare tonight that I move in the name of Jesus from where I used to be to where he wants me to be. Come on, church. Alelese, declare tonight, say I move. I move. I'm not stagnant. I move in the name of Jesus. I move. I move. I come out of anything that looks like stagnancy in my life. In the name of Jesus, I move. Come on, declare tonight that the hand of God is evident upon me. Hey, in the name of Jesus, I said the hand of God is evident upon me. In the name of Jesus, the hand of God is evident, evident. Ala kutoko, lemboro koropo rokoto da bakande, endere kadosha, o marosa. When men see me, they lenosu karaba sopredosa. They cannot pity me. Why? Enanosha nonso. The hand of God is evident. My testimonies say it all. In the name of Jesus, se kayambo rokoko, epukoro. Come on, declare tonight that doors are opening. Hey, I said doors are opening. Doors open for you. Doors open in the name of Jesus. They open for you. Oh, Barossa, of their own accord. They open in the name of Jesus. You are favored. Everywhere you go, favor. In the name of Jesus. Favor now. In the name of Jesus, you are a favored child. Oh, the reason why you're born into this world, the reason why you exist. I declare the name of Jesus that it is manifesting now. It is manifesting now. Your eyes of understanding is enlightened. Oh, you glow, Garabande. You glow, Ikelengre. You glow in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Come on, say I move in the name of Jesus. I am a child of a God of authority. I take authority. I'm under authority. So I declare tonight, Satan, every plans and strategy, Obarosa, against my life, from tonight, it ceases in the name of Jesus. From tonight, I move in the name of Jesus. From tonight, I advance in the name of Jesus. From tonight, I move. I move. Hey, kayembo rokoto. Come on, church. I say I move in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hey. We move. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. To God be all the glory. To God be all the glory, all the glory, all the glory. Come on, lift up your hands where you are and begin to say, Father, I thank you because tonight is a reality. Hallelujah. Woo! Oh, Barossa,
I look forward to your testimonies. Hallelujah. Nenene kiyamba rakatosa katoya. As we enter a new month from tomorrow, I say I look forward to testimonies. Oh, all over. In the name of Jesus. This is the first quarter of this year and it ends well. Say it ends well for me. Amen. It ends well for me. Elusha Maroso, Kataya Labosa. It ends well for me. Men will say congratulations to you. In the name of Jesus, men will celebrate with you. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Barosa Kataya Labronde Legedosa. Oh, Manda Laboso. Men will make you reference. Hallelujah. They will refer to you. Oh, you become a reference point. When men are saying what they want to say, they begin to think about who God has done good. It is you that they will call. Hallelujah. God has done you good. Amen. God has done you good. He has done for me. He has done it for me. He has done it for me. He has done it for me. What nobody can ever do. He has done it for me. Ooh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, lift up your hands. Rejoice tonight. Say, He's done it for me. He's done it for me. What no man can do, He's done it for me. Ale moroko toya labosa. He's done it for me. Oh, God is too faithful to fail. Hallelujah. God is too faithful to fail. And we give God all the praise tonight. We give Him all the praise tonight. We know for sure that things are changing. Hey, you see, listen, don't give up. Yeah, don't give up because you can't see physically. Tell yourself, things are changing. Oh, things are changing divinely. Things are changing. They are changing. Every time the enemy attacks your heart, telling you this is not working, tell the enemy, say no, things are changing. Oh, I might not see it physically with my two eyes, but I know it for sure. Things are changing. Hallelujah. Love you guys all the time. Thank you so much for joining me tonight. I know that we won't recover this year. All right. The things that the enemy thinks he has stolen last year, this year we are recovering all. Amen. Amen. We are recovering all. Not some, all. 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 He's giving to us all things. So we take it by force. All things. All things. In the name of Jesus. All right. This year is going to be sweeter. Better. Better. Yeah. Better. Divinely. In the name of Jesus. We're ending this year gracefully. We're ending this year joyfully. We're ending this year knowing that we recovered all. Hallelujah. Love you guys all the time. Thank you so much, Father. We thank you. Thank you so much, guys. Appreciate you all. It's going to be a great year. I believe it. The quarter ends well. Another quarter starts. And it's all going to be a great one. All going to be a great one. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right. I'm going to put up some things in the course of the week. Yeah, because next Friday, I would not be available. Will I be available? I might not be. All right. But in case I am, I will. You know, I would love to be available. But in case I'm not. All right, I'm bringing up two major leaders, all right, to assist me, all right, publicly on this platform. And one of them is Sister Dami, all right, she's been functioning already. And the second person is Sister Dukwe, all right. So both of them are going to be assisting me on the platform, all right. And of course, there'll be more leaders. Why? Because one of the things I want to do now is that I notice that sometimes I have to be the one to talk to everybody before they come online, sometimes not all of the time, but I want that job to now be evenly spread. So eventually we might be having like four of us, you know, and then we'll be dividing the group into maybe four, and then those four leaders with the people that have under them now begins to now check up on the people that don't come for the meetings. I want everybody at the meetings. I don't want some of us at the meetings. It's a training place for us. It's a place of strength for every one of us. It's a place of reminder of the things that God has done. God is teaching us, you know, by His word. I myself am also learning as I follow Christ. You know, I'm learning every day. I'm getting better every day. My life hasn't been the same way. All right, I'm going to share some news with you in the month of May. All right, so pardon me for now to just hide some of the goodness of God. All right, that he's up to something great in my life, and I want to share it with you. And that's all because one is being faithful with the work of the Father. All right, so I need you guys to just, you know, just stay with me. All right, so please, I'm going to announce the leaders and then the names under them. Once I do that, please give them some honor and make the job easy for them. And all they are just going to do is what I do, or the fact that they get in touch with every one of us, and then remind you of the meetings. If you don't show up, I'm going to come after you, because I'm going to be getting after them also. All right, so that way everyone can be here. Love you guys. Have a great night. Love you. Bye.